If you'd struggled to tell definitively your math rock from your post rock, then you've come to the right place. Because today's guests on Culturefile Dublin band Alarmist, despite often being discussed in those terms, are sceptical about ready-made descriptions of their ambitious, complex, but distinctly sunny brand of music. Alarmist are playing this coming weekend's Down With Jazz Festival in Dublin, but once more, that hardly means they're a jazz band. Not that they've anything against jazz, having recently played the 12 Points Jazz Festival in Sweden. Band members Barry, Neil and Owen brought their laptop to Culturefile Towers to show us how they create their music and explain why jazz may not mean exactly what you think it means.
Hi, I'm Neil. I play keyboards and drums.
I am Oscar and I play drums.
I'm Barry and I play guitar and keyboards.
And we are missing Ellis, who plays guitar and keyboards.
I'll be Ellis.
You'll be Ellis. You play guitar.
We don't have a kind of traditional songwriting approach. We kind of orchestrate and arrange our tunes in an almost kind of, I wouldn't say big band, but like, you know, we think of it in terms of arrangement and orchestration. With this track in particular, there's like loads and loads of layers that, you know, I'd composed on the laptop that were like hard to just perform as on individual instruments. So what myself and Ellis, the other guitarist, keyboardist, we trigger a lot of samples, like just little kind of, you know, four-bar loops or four-bar patterns that can kind of go in the background while we play a tune over them. Okay, well, this is just the demo of the new song we've done. So this is just made up in Logic and just kind of multi-tracked and just developing from, like, you know, at home in my bedroom, basically, and then just... afterwards I just brought into the band and we kind of started splitting up the parts and figuring out how to do it live and how to arrange it with, you know, as many hands as we have. And then from there we kind of put our own little creative touches to it. But I'll just play the demo.
Why are you laughing at that?
It's the feel of the drums, they still make me laugh.
You almost kind of come up with whatever you want creatively in Logic or at home on your own, just to have a bare bones arrangement. Almost, it might have like all of the members of the band taken into account. They might have drums, bass, all the kind of parts filled in already, or it might just be literally just a riff or something. But in this case, it's like almost a full arrangement. It's actually a new song that we haven't released. We've only just been playing it live since about a month ago. But yeah, we just thought we'd use this as an example to show kind of what the demo sounds like and then what the live version sounds like beside it. Yeah, it's small kind of melodic kind of variations. And You know, if for instance, with this particular tune, I brought in kind of the basic structure of it and the basic ideas, but then once it enters the band room, it kind of becomes everyone's property. Everyone makes suggestions and tweaks things and kind of, yeah, it becomes a kind of group authorship where, you know, you make decisions that you never make on your own, and you can kind of hear that in the differences, the small differences and the kind of edits that happen once you kind of get it to a live stage.
I suppose one of the most notable things about the band is that you have two drummers. Is that a good idea?
It's a very tricky one. Often it's not a good idea. We use it kind of sparingly, though, and when we do use it, it tends to be... Well, for starters, we never play the same thing. It would always be two separate sort of patterns that would come together to make a whole. And it's not used all the time, so it's used quite sparingly, I would say. And yeah, we've got two distinctive styles as well. One with a jazz background and one with a not-so-jazz background.
And listening to it on record, you might not necessarily notice that there's two drummers until you actually maybe thought that it's not physically possible to play that without more limbs.
Yeah, we're quite maximalist generally. Like, we tend to just cram in loads of stuff more so than subtract. Post-rock is basically the most vague genre title in the world, and it's like, there's so many different types of sound that it could represent, and, you know, it's a handy label on one hand, but it's also a bit of a burden because, you know, it's been come to kind of most commonly denote, like, very droney kind of mopey guitar bands who just play kind of long, reverby, stereotypically kind of lush music, which, you know, there's some great stuff like that. Explosions
Sounds
in the Sky.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Explosions in the Sky, Sigur Rós, Godspeed You Black Emperor are the ones that have kind of most popularized that kind of tag, and they're great, but when you do something that's very, very different, but you just happen to also be an instrumental focused band who, you know, try and experiment with rock kind of cliches and draw in other genres. You know, bands like Tortoise were called post-rock 20 years ago, but now it seems like it's even more of a narrow term. And then when you look at math rock, that's kind of even more narrow because there's a lot of math rock bands who are also great, but they kind of, everything is reduced to this kind of guitar whittly kind of aesthetic, which, and lots of tapping and kind of odd time signatures almost for the sake of it sometimes. And, like, there's definitely elements of that sound in what we do, but we don't like to kind of label ourselves with it too much. Down With Jazz seems to be quite similar to 12 Points in that it's kind of emphasising modern jazz-related music, so I think we'd be the jazz-related rather than the jazz. It seems, again, to be kind of showing that kind of modern definition that is not this traditional background hotel music understanding of jazz or the, you know, Dixieland old-school understanding. But I think that's what it's trying to get across. It's trying to show how broad the whole idiom is.
Play the kind of the rock circuit, I guess, if you want to call it that, more often. So to play to a jazz audience is also a very different and strange experience because they properly listen. And although they might be more muted, there's a kind of a more, what would you call it?
Deeper listening that seems to be happening.
Are they more judgmental?
I would say so. I would imagine, but that's kind of good as well because, I mean, we're quite a loud band when we play live, so the kind of rock crowd kind of, you know, would be able to get into that very easily. Not that they don't appreciate it on a musical level.
Alarmist there, who'll be playing as part of the Down With Jazz Festival in Meeting House Square this Saturday evening. Downwithjazz.ie for the full festival lineup.